So what's different? As alluded to earlier, there are aspects of the care episode that are the same, regardless of location. There is still a need to document and to generate enough information to support the reimbursement or billing process. Ordering occurs and reviewing results occurs no matter where a provider is. Records are maintained, contact and insurance information is updated, etc., etc. However, depending on circumstance, a clinician in an inpatient setting generally has ready access to systems such as radiology, the lab, decision support or guidelines, and the pharmacy, whereas a clinician in an outpatient or ambulatory care setting may not. This is potentiated in rural areas where geographic distances add further complications to access and assembly of health data. The penetration of electronic records in ambulatory settings is very low, so many providers are still using paper charts. DeRoche et al., in a 2008 article in the Journal of the American Medical Association about EHRS and ambulatory care, found that only 4% of physicians reported having an extensive, fully functional electronic record system in their practice, and 13% reported having just a basic system in their practice. This may be changing as the HITECH Act and the financial incentives take hold, but suffice to say that ambulatory care at present has a very low rate of EHRS adoption. Now, remember from the prior slide that the patient load in an ambulatory setting is often much higher than inpatient. When 20 to 45 or more patients are seen in a single day in an average provider office, the time to spend with each patient is compressed. Combine this with frequently incomplete data, and the quality of the encounter can decline markedly while the frustration of the provider and the patient goes up. Additional resources must be diverted to the paper chase, distracting from patient care. So what else is different? Well, the episode of care is different between settings. In the inpatient setting, the patient has a definite admission and discharge point and usually received a set course of circumscribed treatments. Not so in ambulatory, where patients present with numerous problems requiring ongoing treatment and monitoring. In the ambulatory setting, there are usually far fewer providers interacting with a patient at any one visit, yet the need for coordination, communication, and consultation across organizations and providers can be much higher. What we see in this comparison is that ultimately healthcare information systems and healthcare processes are tightly linked. The data from one encounter or one system must feed into another to support high quality, efficient, safe, and effective care, particularly as our healthcare delivery system changes and these new sites of care emerge. The growth of ambulatory care will continue to expand, and to reach meaningful use will require marked adoption of EHRS, regardless of site of care.